Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Oh, yeah. Hello. Great. Snake.
How are we doing?
Great, man. How are you?
Really well.
Kicking ass. Kicking so much ass. Okay, so on the heels of the very awkward meeting that took place yesterday, awkward for some, I think, not awkward for Tim McMahon, who's never in a position
in
an NBA circle where he's awkward.
No.
Yes. What's the worst, quote, meeting you ever had with your parents, whether it was over grades, something dumb you did, etc.?
Oh, no.
Got caught.
Man, I don't think I've ever had a quote-unquote meeting with both of my parents. Like, my mom was the one that if you messed up, she was handling everything. So, I remember when I got a D in middle school.
Mm.
Yeah.
Middle school?
I know. That's shocking to me.
What was it?
I don't even remember what subject it was.
Come on. You have
really
to remember.
That was the only D I got in school until I got to college. And then I made it a...
Really?
Yeah.
Man, that's amazing.
And it was... Yeah, we
don't... I don't think I made a C.
In high school or middle school?
Oh my God, I don't know if I made an A.
So that was pretty awkward. Like, we never really had the talk, birds and the bees.
Well, son, this is what this does. Yeah.
So you never did anything so bad that would necessitate a meeting of the...
No, no.
I did.
What was your worst?
Man. I'm trying to think.
Yes.
You do a lot of stupid stuff?
Yeah, there was one. The starting the fire in the field was really bad. Where they came to our house and got ratted out, and the cops came with the fire department and were like, hey, we need you to come with us. And we had to go down to the Plano fire. That was when I was in like elementary school or whatever.
How'd you start a fire?
Oh, we found this little... It was at Coit and Spring Creek back before that whole area was crazy developed like it is now. And there's an open field and there's a grouping of trees known as a copse. And so we went into that and just started this little fire with some matches and stuff. And we peed on it, thought we put it out. I think we were in sixth grade, so 11, 12 years old. Go back to our houses. Next thing you know, you hear all these sirens.
At your house?
Yeah, we didn't live too far away from
Yeah.
That. And so, yeah. That was uncomfortable at the time.
So did the fire spread?
Apparently.
Did it take out like the trees and stuff?
Yeah, apparently it was a nice little fire on the corner there, I guess, from what we were told. That was not fun. That was a bad situation. Another time, one of the ones I remember is when I was on the swim team in Richardson in middle school before I moved to Rockwall. And
Marge?
George?
No. Oh, no. For whatever, I still to this day don't know why I just didn't admit what happened. But I realized I forgot my swimsuit, so I couldn't practice. So instead of going in and saying, hey, I forgot, I figured I'd get in trouble. So I just decided to walk home as an 11-year-old.
11.
Through Richardson, and I've done that drive before, and I walked home. It was a few miles. And my mom's getting in her car to leave to come pick me up when I'm walking into the house. They're like, what are you doing here? It's like, oh, the swim coach told me since I forgot my swimsuit that I had to walk home as punishment. And so, of course, my parents lose their minds.
Oh, no.
And my dad, it got to a point, I'll never forget this. My dad came to me and said,
idiot,
this is your time to be a man because somebody's about to lose their job. Are you lying to me?
Oh, God.
And I was like, yes. He goes, okay.
Ugh.
Then he went and got on the phone, and after that was not my favorite night.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine, though, like a teacher going, oh, you forgot your baseball glove? Well, walk home!
Props to your dad for not flying off the handle and just maybe realizing who you are and saying, this is the time. Are you lying to me?
No, because they lost their stuff, and we're calling the city, and we're calling, and they finally got, and the lady, of course, is like, no, that's not true. And my dad was like, something's off here. And he goes, you need to tell me right now. And man, I'll never forget that.
Because there are some parents now that would not even hear you say, no, I'm lying. It will just pop and twist off.
Yeah, there's a few times where things happen, but those are those are two examples.
Dude, what's wrong with you?
Mine was definitely,
dude, you don't even
wow.
Know.
the talk that I had to have with my parents when my name showed up in the Fort Worth Star Telegram.
Oh, I love that
busted,
story. Yeah,
being busted for gambling, going to jail for playing blackjack at a bar in Fort Worth.
Corbett Davidson.
That's 19, the worst, too, man. Sophomore, DCU.
Because you know they're mad, but you can see how just stunningly disappointed they are in you. And it's just the worst because, yeah, they're angry, but you just, it takes so long to, like, you're just not the kid I thought you were.
I know.
And I'm not. It's true.
I know I'm not. I'm the worst. Kudos to you for being a good kid.
I was a good kid.
I mean, I was too, I did dumb things.
It was a lot because I was really scary and scared of my parents and what they would think. So I just kept my nose clean.
Man, I was too, but I don't know why I thought I could hide it.
Were you the kid? Because I was this way. I didn't do a lot of dumb stuff, but everything dumb that I did, I got caught. Every time.
Yeah, and the stuff that I did was like so just perplexingly dumb where my dad would almost be like, what are you doing? Like it wouldn't cross our mind you would even, like who does this?
Yeah. One of the worst ones for me was my best friend called my parents' answering machine after like a Mavericks loss, okay? Like a loss by like 2 points. So my parents' answering machine. So kids back in the day, maybe you had your own line. My sister and I had our own telephone line and my parents had their telephone line. Well, he called them and said, left a message like, whoa, man, I cannot believe the Mavs blew that lead late. And how are you going to pay off the bookie? Like left this long message about this money which I didn't lose anything. Yeah. He did it to prank me.
Oh no.
Well, my dad gets it. And he's like, I come home from school or practice or whatever. And he was like, in my room now. And he plays it for me. And I'm like,
that's
oh no.
Earl. He's just playing.
I know. No, 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 dad. He's known this band since we were in kindergarten. I go, he's messing with me. It's a prank. He's like, bull ass. How much do you gamble on sports?
And then your name winds up in the paper for gambling. He probably went back and said, see, I told you.
I know.
I knew it.
4 years later.
You degenerate.
I knew it.
Oh, it's so sorry.
What up, bitch?
And we had to call him, and I couldn't get a hold of him, and so my dad wouldn't believe me until we got in touch with him, you know? Mm. It was terrible. And then my dad yelling at him.
That's great.
Gee, damn it, Ben! you walk into a bakery, and the baker says that for every donut you eat, you get $100,000.
Oh, wow.
But for every donut, you gain 10 pounds.
Oh, no.
You can only lose the weight the proper way by exercise and diet and all that. So how many would you eat?
One.
Oh, you
I mean,
dude, I would eat
maybe two.
I'd eat like five, gain 50 pounds, and then I get a half a million, and then I'm working it off. I feel like I would be able to work it off at an appropriate time. So
I'm telling you right now, you put a dozen donuts right there and a stack of $100,000 for each one right next to it. You are eating a dozen.
120 pounds. So you would.
Man.
I'm eating 15.
How much do you weigh now?
Like 160.
So you'd weigh 300 pounds. 300 pounds.
Right, instantly.
God. Dude, that first 50 pounds would just fly off, too.
Yeah 50 pounds. It always does.
I think it was 50 pounds pretty quick.
That's why I probably would just. Half a meal is fine. 50 pounds. I'm 200 and. How much do I weigh now? 205. So I'm 255 pounds. Okay, give me seven.
I think
275.
You're talking
standard
about
three bills.
Being able to, Matt, you could gain 150 pounds.
Oh, I can't.
You can.
No.
And you could lose it. You could lose that within a year.
You have a meal and a half.
It takes a lot of time and effort.
But how weird is that, though, after you eat one donut and you see the 10 pounds?
Right? It's like, if you had to do it in front of a mirror, I think you'd stop yourself. Keep it. Oh, my God.
You definitely have to wear different clothes because you're busted out.
You look like you're like the Hulk.
Oh, the Nutty Hulk. Professor.
Yeah, Nutty Professor.
Word. After it wears off and your shirt is just right under your boobs.
Man, that's a good one.
You would eat 15 and gain 150 pounds.
You're talking about $1.5 million that is just there.
Yeah, and you're 315. You're 320.
And you'd be like, you know what? I'm rich. I don't need to worry about losing the weight.
No, you would do it. I would start instantly the process of losing it. Like that day. Like going to get, you'd be like, can you imagine how out of breath you would be?
And, no, I can't. I don't want to do it.
You keep going.
This isn't bad at all. Glaze get up flying all over
25
the
25 donuts.
I got $3 million.
Yeah, your voice changes.
And then you can sign on that TV show. They come and they forklift you out of your home.
Nico. Fire.
Yeah, I'd get fired like that day. Jeez, Corby can't even talk anymore. Just guttural Nico sound.
That's the only thing you can say.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man, that's great. That's a great question.
But
Matt has something to it, though, because you can say in your mind, and then you eat three, and you see those 30 pounds on you, and you look in the mirror and go, okay, I'm done.
Yeah, there's got to be a mirror.
Right,
in front
right,
of
right. Like, you have to like, see it happening right in front of you. And I think you will stop way short than what you're saying now, because could you imagine yourself right now 320?
Dude, 50 pounds.
And you're talking, oh, I need 15.
Like, I think you could do the 10 or 20, you'd be all right. But even 50 pounds, you'd see considerable difference.
You'd walk in the studio and everyone go, Corby?
I know.
Is there a problem?
You wouldn't believe it. You would not. If you didn't know what had just happened, and you saw me today, and then tomorrow.
Tomorrow you're 350. Well, you're not going to sound like that. Why do you automatically think you're going to sound like that?
Oh, my God.
It's the hard line at Fire Portal. Did you guys see my Lambo? It's disrespectful.
Yeah, why are you talking slow motion?
It's the snake. I don't think your speech slows down like that.
Oh my God. That's all I think.
That's
of.
Just you getting up in the morning.
Problem.
Yeah, it's not going to work like
you
that.
Just reaching speak. Over and grabbing sandwiches and just shoving them down. My God.
Okay.
This year's Masters is one of the best in recent history.
Yeah.
Who will be the next to achieve the career Grand Slam? Spieth and Mickelson both have three. They need one to achieve it.
Mickelson's done.
Phil's never going
He's
to win.
He's not getting a U.S. Open.
No.
Spieth would be the guy that is going to do it if it happens. And, man, he... I don't know if he's getting it, but who knew that
it just takes one. It just takes right. one
Rory
magical
been so close
weekend.
So many times.
But I mean, but Rory has been number one or two in the world,
right?
All
different.
Throughout this run.
But it took him 11 times also. So
he's been right up there many times.
And Jordan has not at all.
His game is just, I don't know what happened.
It's all over the map. But I mean, he's the obvious choice,
right.
But there may be a guy like Scheffler. Like, I may take Scheffler to do it.
Sure.
To win three others before Jordan gets the one.
And Scheffler has just
the
Masters.
He has the Masters, which is weird.
Okay. Bryson is another one, because he's got...
Yeah.
Two U.S. Opens or a U.S. Open and a PGA? Two U.S. Opens, right?
Yeah, but you kind of wonder...
Koepka. Koepka's got the U.S. Open and the PGA.
And the PGA, but man, I don't know. Is he done?
I know. I don't know.
If you have one bad weekend, a couple of rounds, I don't think you're done. The dude has the talent to put it all together for an entire four
rounds.
Yeah,
but you look at like some of the younger guys that don't have any that are on tour that you wonder, are they ever going to get one that steals like Spieth puts it together one day and Zalatoris finally gets his?
Yeah.
Or Oberg gets, you know, Oberg looks like he's going to win multiples, but
it just kind of lets you know how difficult that is, and we all of a sudden assume
right,
that
right.
when you have a win at two different majors. Oh, yeah, they're going to get the career Grand Slam. No, only six golfers have done it in the history of the game.
I know.
That is as difficult as it gets. So we may not see another career Grand Slam for half a century.
I know. Like, before Sunday, you had one Tiger in 55 years. So those guys that have been hanging on to one, like Arnold Palmer and Phil and Tom Watson, like, they never got it. And they're considered top 10 golfers of all time, or 15.
That's true. And you wonder, guys, because I'm trying to think, like, Morikawa has won at the PGA and
he's
the
got two,
US.
British Open and...
Schauffele won two last year.
Yeah,
you know, does he find a way to get... But, yeah, I mean, hell, winning four majors is...
I know.
Extremely rare.
But he
difficult.
Has two, and we should just acknowledge that, man.
Right.
He won a couple of majors. That's incredible.
Yes, it
it's
is.
Only four of those things a year. And that one dude that you don't think about when you start listing some of the best golfers out there, he has two of them.
Right.
That's
right.
A major accomplishment.
No doubt.
But we always, oh, he just has two. Like that.
I know. It's so cheap.
It's really weird.
Well, that's because Jack and Tiger ruined everything.
But it shouldn't.
I know.
Those are the guys that are the highest of high standards. And every time a young golfer wins a couple now, they're going to win double digits.
Well,
like, why put that pressure on them?
Like someone that would say, like, yeah, Dirk only has one, huh? Huh. But yeah, he's got one.
He got it.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
And so we celebrate that, but we're like, oh, yeah, he only has a couple of majors. Like, man, dude, that is, to get one
even with
is
like,
a huge, huge accomplishment.
Even with, like, LeBron, we're like, well, he's got four, and Jordan's got six. He's only got four. I'm like, four?
Right.
Four is impossible.
And he's been to 10
right.
NBA Finals. Oh, yes. He only won four. Like,
yeah.
What are we doing?
I know.
He's not 6-0.
All right.
There you go. All right. Thank you, P1s. Thank you, Snake. That's the Birdhouse for this week.